We're going to continue the hour by talking about an event that is coming up later on this week. On Thursday, November 10th, the Chapel Hill Public Library is hosting a community conversation about a troubling moment in local history, one that newer residents probably don't know about, a controversial police raid that happened on Graham Street in 1990. 7 p.m. on Thursday, open to the public. A bunch of speakers, including former Judge Carl Fox, Police Chief Chris Blue, some of the residents who were caught up in that raid 32 years ago. We're joined in the studio by a former public defender, James Williams, who has been instrumental in organizing this event and getting the word back out about this event that happened in Chapel Hill more than three decades ago. James, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Aaron. Glad to be here. Yeah.
So that was the 10-second summary of what happened. What should people know about the operation in 1990?
Well, you know, actually, Aaron, there are people who have been here for some time who are not familiar with that operation, that drug raid on November 16th of 1990. Basically, what happened is that the Chapel Hill Police Department was able to get a search warrant for a block, basically, of Graham Street, the 100 block of Graham Street. And about 9 p.m. That night, roughly 60 or so law enforcement, including Chapel Hill Police Department, there were officers, law enforcement personnel from the SBI and some local law enforcement, other law enforcement departments, descended upon that block of Graham Street. They actually blocked it off so that there could be no movement in or out. And any person that was on that street during that time of that lockdown was accosted by armed law enforcement. Some of the officers had automatic weapons that had laser beams that were aimed at the victims. A number of the law enforcement officers were attired in mask and what people refer to as ninja type gear. And everybody, or maybe I should rephrase that, every black person that was on that block that night or in the Village Connection that night were subjected to armed racial terror in the name of law enforcement. So in a nutshell, that's what happened.
And this is Graham Street, this is Midway, so this is at the time in 1990, this was part of the historically black neighborhood in Chapel Hill. Most of the people who were there were African American.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And I think it is clear that the ones who carried out this operation knew that the targets were going to be black people. They knew, just as you just mentioned, that this was a almost exclusively, certainly predominantly black area of town. And so while the warrant didn't say stop and detain every black person, it was operationalized that way. You know, this notion that just the mere color of your skin targets you as a criminal, as Frederick Douglass said, 150 or so years ago, the imputation of crime to color was exactly what earmarked this operation, and they called it Operation Ready Rock that night.
And speaking with James Williams, organizer of the event that's happening on Thursday at the Chapel Hill Public Library, a community conversation to talk about this event, which happened back in 1990. Legally, what came of the raid? No one ever got convicted of anything, right?
Well, so that's a good question. So basically what happened, there were several people, you know, out of all of this, the detention, the stop of roughly, 70 or 80 people. I think law enforcement seized a small amount of cocaine, a small amount of money, a couple of thousand dollars. There were several people who were arrested. All of those cases were, the criminal cases were dismissed by Carl Fox, who was the district attorney at the time. And subsequently, there was a civil lawsuit that was filed that I think was ultimately settled around 1996 or so. But no criminal consequences, because it was so clear that this was an egregious violation of the constitutional rights of the citizens who were out and about that night. And so the question is, and that has not been answered, and hopefully, on November 10th, we can begin to get some answers. How did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Why did it happen? Because, you know, truth be told, I mean, this was not a rogue police officer or investigator who more or less went out on his or her own and did this. This operation had the approval up and down the chain. And that's why it turns out that the town of Chapel Hill was one of the defendants in the civil lawsuit that was filed. You had the then city attorney basically given his approval, Ralph Karpinas. And even after questions were raised about the legality of the raid, even after Carl Fox, the DA, says, well, based upon what I know now, you know, this was unconstitutional and we're not going to be proceeding criminally on these cases. Even after hearing that, Karpinas took the position that this was a legitimate police operation. Mm. And so then, in order to get permission to move forward that night, a magistrate had to sign off on it. The chief of police, who was then Arnold Gold, knew about it. The town manager basically gave consent. And so how and why is something that we... the community needs to get some answers. Mm. And so what I'm hoping is that November 10th, you know, is the beginning, because it's not going to be the end, of a process. There needs to be some truths told about what happened on that night on November 16, 1990. And there needs to be some sense of atonement, repair that will follow. Now, I doubt that all of that's going to happen on the 10th, and that's why I say the 10th is not the end of this discussion. It is really the beginning.
Speaking with James Williams, the community conversation is on Thursday the 10th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. We mentioned a couple of the speakers. Who else is going to be there?
So Leonita Inge of WUNC Radio, who most of your listeners probably know, will be the moderator. I think you mentioned Carl Fox, mm-hmm. who the retired Superior Court judge, who was then DA, will be one of the panelists. Chief Blue, who was not on the Chapel Hill Police Department at that time. In fact, you know, he was, I don't know if he was out of college at that point. But he will be one of the panelists. Bill Massengale, who I think in November of 1990, Bill might have been an assistant DA in Carl Fox's office. But shortly after that, either 91 or so, he went into a private practice. He was one of three attorneys, I think he, Jim Glover, and Peterson, and maybe Barry Winston, were the attorneys who filed the civil lawsuit related to this. So he'll be a panelist, and then two of the people who were stopped, seized, and detained and searched and filed, where plaintiffs in the lawsuit will also be panelists.
People want more information about this event. I know they can go to the Chapel Hill Public Library's website, which is chapelhillpubliclibrary.org. Anything else that folks should know before they go?
I don't know that there's anything else that people need to know. One of the sponsors, so it's basically the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition, which I co-chair, are the sponsors of this event. And one of the reasons that made it important for us to bring this to light is that it is another example of most of the cases that we're looking at are racial terrors that happened, in the early, the mid-1860s, 1890s. But this is something that happened in 1990. Mm-hmm. And while fortunately there were no deaths that came about as a result, it is an act of racial terror. And it's an act of racial terror, as I said, in the name of the government itself, as opposed to some rogue elements. And so, hopefully people will attend and then be a part of the conversation and then help give thought to, what steps can be taken further.
ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the library's website. Go to the events calendar page and get more information about this. But this is open to the public Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. with all of those speakers that we mentioned, the community conversation on Operation Ready Rock, which happened in Graham Street back in 1990. James Williams, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.